The Silvertips, a strong finish here to Wednesday evening. Unfortunately, a torpid start dooms them in the long run in a game that was unfortunately out of reach. Your final score, Spokane 4, and the Silvertips 1 here on the 1st of March. Mike Benton with you alongside Justin Morrison. Justin, the Silvertips had 11 shots on goal through two periods alone. They doubled that total in the third period here. So one thing's for sure, you don't want to be caught chasing games. That usually does not end well. And for the Silvertips, all you can really hope for is that you have something to build off of here for what is a big weekend ahead. Kelowna here on Friday and the Thunderbirds coming up one night after that.
Yeah, I think the message would probably be pretty clear. That's that the only style of play that's acceptable going forward is the way that they played in the third period, because the first two periods just they lacked everything that the Silvertips kind of defined themselves by this season. The third period, minus the unfortunate start where there was a penalty behind the play and then compounded by a bench penalty, aside from that, Everett did look like they had it. It's just a matter of showing that sooner. So hopefully on Friday against Kelowna, they can come out of the locker room in the first period with that type of energy.
Spokane going to be getting back on the bus, feeling like they just also potentially saved their season after losses in 4 of 5. Still hang around right now in the chase for a final wild card spot. The Silvertips right now, they have their playoff spot locked up, but their sights set now on a U.S. division banner. And unfortunately, it was the Spokane Chiefs apparently fighting for their playoff lives with the big jump early and out of the gate as well. Jarrett Anderson Dolan right here on a power play put Spokane up 1-0 at 11:17 of the opening frame. Ty Smith goes rank wide to Kyler Yamamoto. Center point now. Smith return to Yamamoto now. Right side on a pass into the corner. Elenick in front to Anderson. Dolan on the backhander. He scores. A power play goal for Spokane. 8:43 to go in the opening period as they found the front of the net. And Anderson Dolan finding a soft spot as well. Picks up on the season goal number 34. And it's 1-0 Chiefs. And it would be an ominous omen here for the Silvertips. Anderson Dolan, Elenick, and Kyler Yamamoto just getting warmed up at that point, a 1-0 lead on the 34th goal of the season for the second year forward.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily a one-man wrecking crew tonight, but I would say a one-line wrecking crew as they got the job done there on the power play and set the tone, you're right, for the entire game.
And with that, the Silvertips outshot 14-7. The gap a little more widespread to begin the period, but making up some ground, there was some promise entering period number two. Though, for whatever reason, unfortunately, the Silvertips couldn't get out of neutral, and Spokane earned this eventual game-winning goal at 17:20 on the 36th goal of the season to Kyler Yamamoto. Anderson Dolan shoots it wide, and now right side, Kyler Yamamoto. Angling on by Christensen, a battle now to the front of the cage. Right in Carter Hart's grill, in front, Yamamoto, a shot, and he scores. They work it around to the right side, and Kyler Yamamoto picks up number 36 with 2:35 to go in the second period, and now a game becoming more steep for the Silvertips, who trail 2-0. And Anderson Dolan once more involved on the play. Picked up the assist. Hudson Elenick also in that as well. One thing's for sure, down 2-0, not impossible to come back from, but we've seen it out of really any team in the history of hockey. You don't want to be caught chasing games, and the Silvertips, unfortunately, in that position heading into period three.
Yeah, they were, and that goal that Yamamoto scored, they were kind of caught chasing Yamamoto on that one. He did. It was such a nice little give-and-go 1-2 play where he went right to the net and Dolan fed him. It set the stage for a tall task for the Silvertips in the third period.
And here is where things took a really distasteful turn, unfortunately. As far as the Silvertips were concerned, they then fell down two men to a two-man advantage, also involving some discussion of the heated kind right back at the Tips bench, mainly involving assistant coach Mitch Love and referee Brett Iverson. Unfortunately, Love would earn the heave-ho for the remainder of the game, and Spokane cashed in on the 5-on-3 to Keanu Yamamoto. 113 of the third period. The assist from brother Kyler, who had his third point of the game, and Ty Smith. At that point, the Silvertips finally flipped the switch. Eventually, not just one 5-on-3, but back-to-back 5-on-3 situations. 13:35 of the third, Riley Sutter finally able to pop one and get the Silvertips on the board. A face-off in deep now to the right of Sittler, and Fontaine wins it clean. It is Davis operating left boards on a pass back up high. And Bykov to the right corner. Zwerger to the top for Davis. Knocked away. Left side, Sutter, he scores! The Silvertips finally on the board. A 5-on-3 power play goal. Number 17 on the year for Riley Sutter. And Spokane's lead is cut down now to 3-1. And with that, Riley Sutter, number 17 on the season. Third on the Silvertips, Matt Fontaine. And Kevin Davis, who also picks up his team-leading 30th point on the power play, they pick up the assist.
Yeah, and it felt with the timing of the penalty, kind of right coming right at the midway point, the media timeout in the third period, that's a chance to regroup. The Tips went out there, immediately kept the pressure on, got another penalty and another penalty, and finally were able to pierce through the Spokane defense, and he was hopeful the floodgates were going to open up after that, but it would not shake out that way forever.
5-on-4, the Silvertips had, and throwing the kitchen sink at Jaden Sittler, unfortunately just one. Getting by him here on this evening, and Riley Woods would end things on an empty net goal as 17:34, his 11th from Kyler Yamamoto to wrap up the 4-1 final, and the Silvertips trying to shake off their second straight defeat. They fall to 38-14, 8-2 on the campaign. Spokane, who picks up the win and a critical one to stay in the playoff hunt, they improved to 26-27, 6-3. They have 61 points on the season. Carter Hart, 29 saves, takes the loss. The win in net to Jaden Sittler, who faced everything in the third period, made 21 saves in that mark, and he picks up win number 15 on the campaign. The Tips are now scoreboard watching, 1 point ahead for first place in the U.S. division. Last we check, Kamloops on top of the Thunderbirds. Now late third period, it is 4-3, courtesy of a goal to Devin Sidoroff as that one moves toward the finish line at Sandman Center. For Justin Morrison, this is Mike Benton for Silvertips Replay.